I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Enough already. That's the word from the United Front of Jewish and Christian Leaders in response to the continued advance of the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, or ISIS. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says their goal? To be a voice for the voiceless.
The two groups should be working together. They should be speaking out together because they both are at risk as radical Islam gains influence and gains power.
BOM's resourcing the beleaguered church so they can be the hands and feet of Christ. Next, being a Christian in Vietnam's pretty difficult. The government links Christianity to the U.S. and assumes all Vietnamese Christians are working for the CIA, of all things. A pastor helped by Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, keeps being arrested for telling people about Jesus. He was even tortured, nearly killed, but it's only reinforcing his faith. Read his story and find ways to come alongside his ministry at missionnetworknews.org. And there are times when hard work, effort, and sacrifice is the perfect recipe to touch somebody else's heart. Well, that's what Bibles for China does every trip when they celebrate with thousands of Christians receiving their first Bible. A team's leaving next month to bless more Christians in China with the gospel. Barry Werner of Bibles for China tells us how you can help.
Pray for a humble spirit, a servant's heart. Everywhere we go, we hear words like, we almost had wondered if God had forgotten about us, but then we realize when he sent someone halfway around the world to deliver a Bible to us that he hasn't forgotten.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the free book, Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own country. Get your free copy. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.